B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now, here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Well, a happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Thursday, December 8th, as we start to dwindle. Holidays, baby. This is like the rush begins. The decorating, the shopping, all that stuff. This is the fun time. And then we get to relax. Like, I tell you, I'm enjoying this whole thing. And this brings me to my, to the main theme of today. And the main theme of today is appreciation. Like, just appreciating the little things, right? And as do the Eagles. Because, one of the things that I'm looking at, because I'm in the same boat. Like, we're all kind of in the same mode of, all right, it's party time. Honestly, I don't want to do anything but drink and eat and watch sports. That's all I want to do. And, you know, this Eagles team, it's funny. I brought this up in passing the other day. This season, 11-1, they're playing the Giants on Sunday, right? They're 11-1, and they're playing just great football. And everywhere you look, you know, it's hard not to think about, and even for me, who went into this season calling it like the year of the gravy, right? The gravy year, which is, you know, whatever happens, happens. This is like a fun time because you know they're going to be good, but there's no expectations because it's the second year of a rebuild. And they have made an incredible leap into being one of the elites of the NFC. I thought it would take, coming into the year, I thought it would take another year before they were among the elites. We thought they'd be good. We thought the schedule kind of played out. We thought that one day I was drinking the green Kool-Aid and I had them 14-3. And I thought for weeks after, this was in the summer, for weeks after I'm going, man, I must be insane. I'm thinking they're going to go 14-3. What's wrong with me? But every time I kept going over the schedule, I kept doing the math. I kept looking and then every week thereafter, Howie makes another signing, brings in another body, fortifies the defense. And so now it's hard to, when you're looking around the landscape of the NFL, and we'll talk to Mike Garofalo from the NFL Network, it's hard not to zero in on the Eagles for the Super Bowl. I mean, guys, I'm trying to contain my, enthusiasm and control myself. But it's hard. It really is hard because you look at, San Francisco losing Jimmy G is just a death blow. It really is. And it's not that Jimmy G's so great. It's that Jimmy G has been through those wars, right? Jimmy G beat the Packers. He didn't play especially well on that day. It was a cold, freezing rain, sleet, snow day. And it was the Niners special teams that beats the Packers at Lambeau. But he's used to it, right? Like, he's used to those games. Whereas Brock Purdy, I mean, Mr. Irrelevant from last year, that's a dramatic step down. Dramatic. And I thought that all along I went, that's the team that scares me the most. They can run it. They have an array of bats. Getting McCaffrey was a big deal. They got great receivers. You got a, you know, tight end who's a beast. They got a terrific defense. Well coached from both sides of the ball. And that was a team that I had circled. Like, Niners are their biggest rival. And then in one full swoop, I'm not celebrating it, but in one full swoop, you know, Garoppolo's out. And, you know, I mean, there's talk that he could heal by the divisional round of the playoffs. But, and Shanahan talked about this yesterday. You know how that works. He may heal, but then you got to get back into football shape. And you got to do it in the middle of January. That's a tough deal. Real tough deal. So, that's the Niners.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
And you look around everywhere else. I watch Brady. I watch that game Monday night. And, you know, I marvel at Brady sometimes. I really do. They were just beaten down. I mean, they were losing that game to New Orleans. It was 13-3 or 16-3. And they had no prayer. Like, they couldn't move the ball. He's getting beat up. They had trouble protecting. And then, you know, they chip away. And there was a shot, camera shot of Brady's face. And he's got that, he's sitting on the bench and he's mad. And he's got that face, the Brady face, lips pursed, you know, half a scowl, you know, bratty face. And he's sitting there and he's mad. And quite frankly, I respect that because I would be the same way. And next thing you know, he comes back, and then they get a touchdown call back. And then he hits underneath, goes to Rashad White for another touchdown. And I go, wow, man. And then the big smile, right? You saw the puss face and then the big smile. And, you know, listen, it was a great win for him. But I don't fear Tampa. Brady or no Brady, I know he's the GOAT, and he was GOAT-like Monday night in that last drive. But I don't fear Tampa. I don't. I love their defense, right? My man Nassib doing some big work. He helped save the game the other night. They have a good defense, and they got some good skilled people, but their offensive line is not good. And their secondary is not what it used to be. I don't fear Tampa. And Eagles, Tampa, it's the reverse of last year. I truly believe that. So I'll keep looking around Seattle. And we feel inside. I can't fear Seattle. I mean, you know, it's Geno Smith's a great story. I can't fear that team. I mean, now we're looking, you're going to keep looking and looking. Minnesota? Minnesota, really? Do I fear Minnesota? I love Jefferson like everybody else. Dalvin Cook looks like he's the odometer. He's starting to wear on him a little bit. Not as explosive, beat up. They're good. Defense, paper tiger. I keep looking around. Oh, here's the Giants. And look at the Giants. And we got them on Sunday. And Sunday could be a close game. Eagles-Giants games are always maddeningly close. And they can always, you know, turn on a dime. So would I be surprised if the Giants kept it close and it was a slog. It was a real slog. No, I would not. But in a playoff situation, I don't fear the Giants. Eagles are way better on both sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball.
I agree.
And then there's the Cowboys. And we go back to the Cowboys. And They're the hype machine, right? That's it. Like, everybody sees the same thing that I just laid out for you guys when it comes to the landscape of the NFC. And then we look, and then, you know, because Dallas sells, and Dallas still sells, Cowboys sell. You know, there's the cottage industry of I love the Cowboys, I hate the Cowboys. That plays out nationally every day. You got a guy that plays the I love the Cowboys every day, and the guy who I hate the Cowboys every day. And he don't really hate the Cowboys like we hate the Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Steve. Steve, you don't know about no Cowboy hate. We got Cowboy hate. But it's all a product of they get a lot of attention. And so they get overhyped. And because they get overhyped, thank you, Dylan. Dylan got me a cup of coffee, my man. That hype, Eagles are better. They just are. And how many times is Dak Prescott and that crowd, that Dallas team, going to get to high expectations and then fold under the spotlight, melt? They melt under the spotlight every year. What, now it's going to be different? I don't think so. I think the Eagles are better. And so I come to you today on this December 8th, 2022, and I ask you, are we taking Eagles for granted? 11-1? I mean, shouldn't we have a green party? We celebrated the Phillies every day. Now, the difference is there were games every day. But we celebrated the Phillies every day for, you know, a month. This Eagles 11-1 team is amazing. And my only question is, like, I know we're enjoying it. I do believe that. But are we kind of taking it for granted now? Like, this is the second year. I marvel at this stuff. This is the second year of a new coach nobody knows about. Nobody knew about. You know, we talk a lot about Hurts, and Jalen deserves every bit of it. Every bit of it. And he probably deserves more. And Sirianni deserves more. And every guy on that roster, I got to tell you, I'm just supremely impressed by what's going on. And the GM, you got to go to the GM and you got to raise him up and go, yo, dude, you killed it. Killed it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.